The Rescue Worker, a lifelong transformational journey of Jesus' apprentices, learning to love, serve, and be like the Master. Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke with Dr. Douglas Pereira.
Hello, welcome to The Rescue Worker. It is so good to have you with us for this special journey in the book of Luke, trying to experience Jesus, our Lord and Savior. As you know, as Jesus' apprentices, we have a model that guides us, gives us the direction for our life. And the model for Jesus' apprentices is: you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And you must love your neighbor as yourself. That is what Jesus' apprentices are trying to accomplish daily. Loving the Lord with all we have and with all we are, and love our neighbor as we love ourselves. That is our goal as Jesus' apprentices. We are in this journey of experience Jesus in the book of Luke. This is the first week, and we're trying to understand the first four verses of Luke. It's a kind of introduction to the gospel that we'll spend almost a year walking daily by God's grace. Every week we'll have a memory verse that comes out of one of the verses that we'll be reading throughout the week. And the memory verse for this week is found in Luke chapter 1, verse 4. So you can be certain of the truth of everything you were taught. Repeat after me. So you can be certain of the truth of everything you were taught. Well, next week we'll have a new memory verse as we journey through verses 5 to going on. I think we'll cover a few portions here on chapter 1 next week. I'd like to give you a moment where you can prepare yourself for the study of the Word. Prepare our heart to hear God's voice. We believe that every time we come to the Bible, we come to the presence of God, and God has a blessing for us, as is shared in Hebrews 4:16. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There, we will receive His mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. So that is the assurance that we have, that God is available, waiting for us, inviting us to come close to Him. And He has a special blessing reserved for us. And I do believe that as we come to the book of Luke, the first chapters, that we'll meet God, and God has a blessing for you. The question is, what is this blessing? Before we study, I want to give you 1 minute for you to connect with God, to try to create a space where you can be in alignment with God, a space where you put aside your worries, your preoccupations, the schedule for the day, the issues of the family, so you can concentrate your time and your mind in God's voice and your experience with Him. So take this 1 minute with music and some scenes to contemplate the Lord and to be in His presence. So join me on this time of reflection. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your blessings. It is good to be in your presence. Forgive our sins and speak to us, Lord. We want to have experience with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, here we are with the Gospel of Luke, first verses. So, Luke 1, verses 1 to 4. And here I'll kind of be reading and maybe stopping and doing a review of what we have been studying about Luke 1 to 4 throughout this week. But trying to focus about the public. Who are the readers that Luke had in mind when he wrote this gospel? So, many people have set out to write accounts about the events that have been fulfilled among us. Let's stop for a moment here. We see that other people were trying to put an account about Jesus. But what I want to call your attention is the word fulfilled. Because on the original, the idea is that it really happens. It's not a myth. It really took place. So Luke is saying the story that you're supposed to hear, the story that people are trying to report, it's a true story. It's real. It really happens. If you remember, Luke probably is writing to a second generation of Christians. He's writing to people that have heard about Jesus from the disciples and from the people that saw Jesus. But this first, let's say, witness of Jesus, they are getting old, some passing away, some being martyrized, died because of Jesus Christ. So he decide to put together this report and say, hey, what you are hearing, it's true. It is not some myth. It is real. It happened. And verse 2 says, they used the eyewitness reports circulating among us from the early disciples, having carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I also have decided to write an accurate account for you. So Luke is saying, hey, people are talking about, people are writing about based on the first people, the first disciples that were reporting. And here, as they are passing away, as people are not aware of Jesus, because if you remember, Luke probably was with Paul preaching to Gentiles, and most of them maybe never heard about Jesus, so they are introduced Jesus for the first time. Luke decide to write an account, and he says, accurate account. An accurate account that comes from a carefully investigation. Important words here, okay? Carefully investigation, right? Accurate account for you. So somehow, the first person that Luke had in mind to have this letter, this gospel, this report is one person. And I want to talk about that. And here we have, I have decided to write an accurate account for you, most honorable Theophilus. So, Luke somehow is writing to a specific person. And I want to think about that for a second. First, the name Theophilus was a very popular name during the time that Luke was alive. Theophilus was a name, a Roman name, right? A Greek name, where a lot of people shared that same name. What is beautiful is the meaning of the word or the name Theophilus. Theophilus means the one loved by God, dear by God. So Luke is writing to someone that carries in his name the idea that he is loved by God. And I think here we can have an application for us, because for God, everyone have this name, Theophilus, loved by God, carried by God, dear to God. You are loved by God. You are dear to God. It does not matter who you are, what you do, what is your behavior, what are your beliefs. You are loved by God. And the love of God is not based on who you are, but it's based on who God is. You see, there's nothing you can do that will make God to love you more. And there's nothing you can do to make God love you less. He simply loves you because he is love. And because he loves you, he cares for you. No matter if you believe in him or not, if you behave according to his will or not, you are loved by God. And that's so powerful. So somehow, Luke is writing to Theophilus, the one that is loved by God. Luke identify him as honorable. And it's very interesting because this kind of expression, it is used to refer to a respectful person in the Roman society. Maybe a politician, someone that is well known and someone that is respected. So somehow, we don't know who this Theophilus is, but what we know is that he was respected in the Roman society. He was probably a Gentile because of his name. He was important, and somehow he heard the message. He heard maybe some gossip about this man from Nazareth that was changing the society, changing lives. And he wanted to learn more. Luke come to and meet with him. Luke came and find him. And maybe Luke say, you know what, let me tell the story. Let me help you. Verse 4, so you can be certain of the truth of everything you're taught. Let me tell you this story. Let me give a proper compilation. As the first disciples are dying, as people are being introduced to Jesus, they need to have a detailed report about Jesus. And here, Luke, he desires to do that, to present. And here's another point, very beautiful point. Luke was invested in one person. You see, I do believe that the gospel must be preached out to everyone. And we should use all the resources available. Internet, social media, TV, radio, printing press. Whatever we have, we need to use. But the power relies when one person invests his life, her life, into another person. It's a one-on-one experience. And Luke here is investing Theophilus to tell him the story of Jesus. That's so powerful. Some may suggest that Theophilus help Luke sponsor him to work on this project. Maybe help him financially to do the interviews, to go around. We don't know for sure. Some even have suggested that Theophilus is trying to share Jesus with others. So ask Luke to help him to put this account so people can believe. And because Theophilus is well known and respected, as other people come across to this gospel and see in the beginning, hey, Theophilus is here. Theophilus is involved in this project. That some credential comes from this report because Theophilus is associated with this project. But at the end of the day, the power of this gospel is not related to the skills that Luke had. And he had great skills. We see a good grammar. We see a way of reasoning. We see a way of constructing ideas. There's a structure. Luke has great writing skills. Luke has made a very important investigation, and he had put an accurate account. So everything looks good, but the power, the real power, relies in the story that he's telling. The story of Jesus. The power is in Jesus, not on our skills, not on our resources, not on our influence, but in Jesus and his work for us. Even though Luke had in mind Theophilus, we can see that he desires to present to everyone, and special for those that have not heard about Jesus, to introduce Jesus through his gospel, to help the new believers to develop their walk with God, to have an experience with God, and to relate to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Luke wants to see everyone coming to Jesus through the account that he put in. But in special, Theophilus. So let me ask you, who is the person that you are investing in? And listen, the most important way to declare, to present Jesus is not through words, but it's through a life that reflects Jesus Christ, that reflects the love of Jesus, that reflects the service of Jesus, that reflects who Jesus is. A life is the most powerful message that you can share. Today, we live in a society there is this division between what Christians say and how they live. In biblical terms, we may say hypocrisy. Doing something, but living in a different way. Saying something, but behaving in a different way. And because of that, Christianity has lost its power of influence. The most powerful declaration, presentation, sermon about Jesus, it is a life that has been surrendered to Jesus and try to emulate who Jesus is and was in our days today. That doesn't mean that you'll be perfect. No, far from that. There's no one that can be perfect. But we can see the fruits of those that have committed to surrender their lives to God and to proclaim Jesus Christ through their life. Jesus' apprentices, living out the love of God, the service of God through their lives in Jesus Christ. That's what we are calling. So who are the people that are you invest personally, and let your life speak who you serve? We need to have an experience with Jesus so Jesus can be reflected through us. So it is about a lifelong transformational journey of becoming less of us and more like Jesus. Paul said, it's not myself here anymore. I don't live anymore, but Jesus lives in me. If anyone wants to follow Jesus, needs to die for themselves, deny themselves, and take up a cross and follow Jesus. That is the journey of apprentice of Jesus, of a Christian. So I pray that you will be able to reflect Jesus through your words, through your life, through your love and service. And for some reason that is not happening, what you must do is to surrender. Surrender completely to Jesus Christ. Ask for the power of the Holy Spirit to live a life where Jesus can be reflected through you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks so much for your blessings. Thank you because Luke wrote an account to share with Theophilus and with all the people that didn't know about Jesus. That was a blessing to him, to Theophilus and to that people, but it's a blessing to us today because we can know Jesus, we know God through his account. Thank you, Lord. And help us, Lord, to invest in other people, to present Jesus in a powerful way through our life and through our deeds. Bless everyone that's listening to my voice. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, we'll start a new week next Monday where we'll try to cover other stories and starting verse 5 with the birth of John the Baptist and all that. And every day we'll share a story of Jesus. But based on what we have studied today, let me ask you to consider the following questions. What is happening in this passage? What stuck out to me? What can I learn about God and his kingdom? In what ways has Jesus loved and served? How should I love and serve according to Jesus' example? What specific steps can I take to apply these lessons in my life? How can I share these lessons with others today? Thank you so much for joining us. And I pray that you will have an experience with Jesus and share Jesus with those around you. May God bless you. And I hope to see you next week.
Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke.